This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeebel. The Orlando shootings have brought another layer of pain to transgender kids and their families. We talk with several of them about how they're coping and how the use of the bathroom issue has complicated their lives. These families were already feeling the heat. Last month, Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick attacked the Fort Worth school superintendent for accommodating transgender students. Then came Orlando.
I was absolutely heartbroken. Immediately, my daughter's safety came to mind.
Angela Castro's child, Roxy, is a 13-year-old transgender girl. That means she was born with male anatomy, but for most all of her life has embraced being a girl. Mom's advice to Roxy after the Orlando attack targeted the LGBT community? Be cautious, stay close to family, and when necessary, hide that you're transgender.
It's really difficult to tell your child that, but you also explain to them that her safety is at risk. And as a parent, it's heartbreaking to tell your daughter that.
For many of these kids and their families, the bathroom issue is about civil rights. The Obama administration agrees and says transgender children should be able to use the bathroom of the gender they identify with. Dan Patrick disagrees and wants a statewide law insisting students use the bathroom of the sex they were born with. He told KERA, it's not about picking on transgender kids, it's just common sense.
No one should be harassed, no one should be bullied, and people deserve protection. But that does not mean then you take the transgender population and allow a young student who's a boy into the girls' shower at a high school.
Seetha Lacey agrees with Patrick and spoke out at the Fort Worth School Board meeting in May.
I'm a Christian just like a lot of these other people have stood up here. And Lord knows, in the name of Jesus, and I'm using his name, he does not like this at all. He don't like this because a girl is born a girl and a boy is born a boy.
It didn't stay that way in the Teeter House in Fort Worth. Matthew is a trans 18-year-old who just graduated from Byron Nelson High School. For the past few years, he's looked more and more like a guy. Mother Patty says that'll continue to develop with hormones.
Eventually, Matthew will be full bearded and a man, and wait until he walks into the girls' restroom because that's where they're telling him to go.
Before Matthew went through what's called social transition, he felt stuck. Should he use the girls' or boys' restroom in high school? When he used the girls' room, some girls freaked out.
When I went to go use the restroom in the men's room, I had a guy, and he's like, hey, you're that trans kid, right? And I said, yes. And he looked at me, and he said, if I ever see you in here, I'm going to kick your ass.
So earlier in his transition in 10th grade, he wrote a letter to his principal and recorded it.
May I have a key to the staff bathrooms? These are the only gender-neutral restrooms in the school other than the restroom in the nurse's office. By using these restrooms, I would not be in the violation of law or student code of conduct. I'm responsible, I'm intelligent, and I'm transgender.
The school accommodated Matt in a policy like Fort Worth's. He just graduated and is headed to college. There was a time he stopped drinking water during school, says Matt's dad, Martin.
He has all the right to go to the restroom as any other child. He shouldn't have a bunch of dehydrated transgender children running around.
Many of our patients, they avoid drinking fluids.
Dr. Jimena Lopez founded the department that treats transgender kids at Children's Medical Center in Dallas.
Many of them have urinary tract infections frequently because of not using and withholding. I have patients that withhold their urine all day long. They don't go at all to the restroom.
Everyone agrees that's not healthy. For his part, Lieutenant Governor Patrick says if the state doesn't act, parents will pull their kids from schools across the state. Roxy's mom, Angela Castro, has an answer for that.
If it honestly becomes a law here in Texas, we will move back home to California. I would leave, yes. I would not put my child in the position where she's going to be discriminated and then put her safety at risk.
Bill Zeebel, KERA News.